shattering your notions of the possible. It's Infinite Horizons Radio. Good evening, listeners. My name is Jordan Lane. I'm coming to you as myself this week because I'm setting up a different sort of episode. This episode was recorded live at a student showcase for the Kinkanauts Online Improv Classes Level 2 graduation class. So my friend and fellow Kinkanauts improviser Francis Tammen was leading this class and asked me to kind of come along and do an opening set. So he and I did a short little version of Infinite Horizons Radio that was a lot of fun. And yeah, it kind of was a nice little dry run too for trying out this format live. So I think I'm going to start doing some more content on Twitch and other platforms, more live content, more video-oriented content, and just kind of seeing what different versions of this show on different platforms and different mediums look like. So yeah, this is kind of the first version of that. It is recorded off of a Zoom call, so the audio is a little bit more bit-crushed than usual. It was a lot of fun to do this, and I'm really, really grateful to Francis for giving me the opportunity to perform for an audience and lending his talents to my show and, bringing his audience over to meet my audience and hopefully cross-pollinating in the process. So thanks again, Francis, and enjoy the bonus episode. See you next week.
I now want to take the opportunity to introduce our special guest for this evening, Jordan Lane. Jordan is one of the senior members of the Kinkanauts. He is an experienced improviser. He's been improvising for, Jordan, how long have you been improvising now? Forever?
Well, I'm just getting my camera going and then I'll tell you once you can. Interesting. Okay, I see what's happened here. One moment. I got to shut down another app, which should free up my camera, and then I can turn that on.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is live, just like the old CBC, which again is dating myself, again, a lot like high school. But we are we're dealing with live technology, and this is our sort of first foray into it. So,
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that, Francis and people watching. So I have been improvising Geez Louise since the late 1990s, but I took like a 15-year break between 2001 and 2016, where I was kind of primarily using music as my creative outlet. But, everybody but me, as I got older, had babies, and it was harder and harder to get a bunch of guys in the basement to jam. So I got back into improv because it's much easier to drop in and out in an hour and feel like you had some creative fun.
Cool. So let's talk a bit about the format we're going to be watching tonight.
Yeah, so basically I do a podcast called Infinite Horizons Radio, which is like an improvised parody of kind of late night paranormal talk shows like Coast to Coast AM. So depending on who my fellow guest improviser is, they will either come on as an interview guest, so someone, say, promoting a book or something like that, and we'll do a sort of interview format, or also do a blind call-in format where I don't kind of know what the premise that they're bringing is, and it's treated like a live call-in to a radio show would be. So Francis, would you like to be an expert tonight, or would you like to be a call-in caller for me?
Yeah, I'll be an expert tonight.
Awesome. Okay. Can we get some words in chat for Francis? And I will somehow turn that into like a weird kind of spooky thing for him to be an expert in. Okay. Perfect. Let's do this. Okay. Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Infinite Horizons Radio. My name is Michael McMurtaugh. Infinite Horizons, of course, is a place where ordinary people tell tales of the extraordinary. Occasionally, we even meet extraordinary people. My guest tonight is one of those extraordinary people. Francis Tammen is a scientist, specifically a geneticist, working with winged mammals. Francis claims to be the first person to have grown his own pair of bat wings through genetic testing. Francis, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Jordan. It's a great pleasure to be here tonight.
Now, Francis, of course, your announcement that you had effectively become Jeff Goldblum in The Fly by combining your own DNA with that of a bat and claimed that you were growing wings and flying around. Of course, you posted some remarkable videos to YouTube showing exactly the sort of antics that you're describing. There were widely claimed to be hoaxes. Of course, the Guinness folks did come along and verify that. Francis, what on earth possessed you to want to supersede humanity in this way?
Well, you know, Jeff, it's the problem of the TSA.
TSA.
Yes, you know, it's never been so bad when I was back home, but in the United States, I'm at Yale. When I go to the airport, they're very hostile. Mm. They want to know what's in my briefcase. They want to search me. They want to, you know, irradiate me. Thought, well, if I'm going to go through genetic mutation anyways, why not control it and skip the line?
Fascinating. So the premise being that if you're going to be exposed to blasts of radiation going through security, state security, by the way, administered by a fascist kleptocracy that is ruining this country. I digress. Anyway.
Yes, yes. And so I thought, well, let's just skip the line. And, you know, it's been fascinating. There have been very few side effects.
Interesting. So, of course, I understood that you had intended the bat wings to be the desired outcome of merging your own genetic material with that of a bat. What just happened there indicates to me that there may be some side effects too. Francis, are you able to communicate through echolocation? Are you slowly losing your vision? What else? Tell us about the secondary effects.
Well. I'm finding.
That's really eerie. It's disorienting.
Yeah, well, the problem is that prescriptions are getting expensive on the damn glasses. But other than that, you know, it's fine.
Francis, I'm going to have to ask you, just for the sake of our listeners who may be using headphones, please try to avoid making that sound at least directly into the microphone, please. Thank you.
Terribly sorry. Sorry about that. But I must say that there's been a real, real upside to this. The upside to it has been that I have found it's much easier to lose weight. I cannot ingest my own weight in flies anymore.
Of course, yes. And not only that, but just having all of the extra muscles supporting effectively another set of limbs, well, that's going to increase your metabolism and your caloric output for sure. That makes a lot of sense. I want to go back to a moment because I got off track a little bit talking about state clampdowns on our freedoms and bypassed your original point, which was that you are also then freeing yourself from the need for mechanized transportation. You're sort of a libertarian of the sky, able to go where you will at your own will.
My carbon footprint is remarkably small. I live in a cave now. You know, it's naturally heated, and I find that it's good. I don't even have a refrigerator anymore.
Well, that sort of brings me to my next question. Well, the cave thing does, because it was already on my mind kind of how this had affected your dating life. And then I suppose with you living in a cave too, there's going to have been other adjustments. Can you tell us kind of what romance is like for you now with this extra set of furry appendages?
Well, you know, there are a number of clubs that I can't go to anymore. Those crowded dance floors, I start moving around and shaking my booty, and somehow it just seems to clear the dance floor.
Have you developed any sort of alternative strategies? I know that some birds do mating dances, displaying their plumage, flapping, that sort of thing.
Generally, it's alleys and goth clubs.
I see. Yes, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Say some of like a Berghain, any sort of these. Well, I'm going to get a little bit a little bit blue maybe, but these bondage clubs, you've got a trapeze harness hanging from the ceiling, that sort of thing. You'd fit right in.
Perfect. I can have a little rest and take a couple of winks, you know. It's quite good. And there are some women who find that quite attractive, men too. But you know, it is a very select group. My dating pool is smaller.
So speaking of which, I suppose it would be easy enough to kind of live your life on, I guess, the modern freak show circuit of talk shows, that sort of thing, and sort of capitalize off of these changes to yourself. But other than speaking to me, you've mostly kept with a quiet life and continued your scientific research.
Yes, I did initially try the Tonight Show, but the green room has very few insects. And I find that many of the other guests are somewhat squeamish about me, you know, flying around and trying to catch things or you know, hoping that things are rotten.
That makes a lot of sense. The flies thing, that brings me to the next point I wanted to make, which was congratulations, by the way, on your new recipe book, Flies 50 Ways. I kind of wanted to know, like, did you instantly, when the bat DNA hit your bloodstream, so to speak, did you instantly kind of develop a taste for these things? Or did you sort of have to feel out finding your own sort of culinary voice in flies?
You know, it was interesting. It was a slow... It took a few weeks to really realize what the problem was. You know, things just didn't taste right. And it wasn't till I accidentally ate a sandwich that had a cockroach in it that I realized that there was something different about me.
I see. So you were... The confusion was at first that you were still trying to eat human food, in effect, and not switching over to bugs.
Well, yes. I mean, my intention was to be much more selective in the DNA that I chose to bind. But apparently that the few drinks at the club the night before had kind of thrown off my game. And so I engaged a bit more transmogrification than I had intended.
So, Francis, tell me what is next for you with your new limbs, your new lease on life, your new cookbook. Where are you going?
Well, you know, I think that really what's going to go now is I think it's time to create life.
Create life from scratch.
Right from scratch.
Are you saying you're going to settle down and start a family, or are you going back to the lab?
Well, I thought maybe a bit of each, you know. Vic Frankenstein seemed to have a lot of success in trying to build mates for his creatures. And I thought, well, maybe if I could find a willing grad student or, you know, if not, there's always dead bodies. I mean, it worked for Vic. It might work for me. I'm you know, not overly choosy at this point.
And this is to be a companion or an heir?
Well, hopefully a companion. I think I still have another 23 weeks of life left, so I've got a lot left in me.
23 weeks? Well, I suppose, yeah, you would kind of take the halfway point between a human and a bat's lifespan.
Yes, and at you know, 75, I'm figuring my calculations say about 23 more weeks.
So do you have a sort of whirlwind tour of crossing things off of your proverbial bucket list?
Oh, yes. I'm hoping that I can make it all the way to Lima. They have a type of fly there that's very, very large, and I've been told is extremely juicy. And I'm thinking, you know, that maybe I can use that as sort of a starting off point for a culinary tour, and maybe a follow-up book. Maybe 50 Shades of Slay or something like that.
Francis, I love it. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Infinite Horizons Radio. Once again, I'm Michael McMurtaugh. Thank you, listeners, for joining me, and we'll see you next Thursday. Thank you once again to my guest this week, Francis Tammen, or maybe he was my host this week. Francis plays in an improv group called F Squared here in Calgary. You can find them on Facebook. Look up F Squared Theatrical Productions, and there's a link in the episode description.